It's time for Struds On. Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Championship stogies. So, you know, it's always fun watching different teams win championships. I don't care the sport, soccer, darts, you know, team bridge, whatever you want to talk. Last night we were watching NBA, and it's, I always kind of want to see how guys behave. You know, we saw a lot of emotion from Steph Curry. We saw other guys, you know, grabbing Draymond Green, having their kids involved. Like, it's awesome. Like, and those are all fantastic things. And, you know, in baseball, it seems like champagne being sprayed all around, or hockey, same thing, champagne. Last year, Bud Light for Tampa Bay, all that stuff. But last night I saw something I haven't seen often, is stogies. You know, so it was Steph Curry's dad on the sideline with a massive stogie. It was Andrew Wiggins with a stogie as he was sitting in the stall with the championship there on his lap. And, of course, the Canadian flag draped over. And congratulations, Andrew. It's awesome to have a Canadian be that prominent in a championship victory. But when I look at it like the stogie, you know, I'm guessing maybe the team game out to all the players and whoever's saying, you guys can light this after we win, you know, maybe something like that. I don't know the whole story. But when I sit back and look at it, Conrad, like, stogies, is that really what I want? You know, I've had a couple stogies in my day. I'm not big into the pot or into the darts. You know, a couple stogies, I spent a long time. It always feels like it's burning my throat and gets in my stomach and whatever. But maybe sucking on it, is it good to suck on it? But do I want to suck on it and have a you know, like a Bud Light or something? And is that really the way to go? So I guess my question to you and to everybody is this the wave we're coming, like we just get it to look cool? Or is it actually something that's functioning? Like, are we actually lighting this bad boy up like Jack Nicholson and a stogie, but you're stoging this thing up? Have you seen, like, other teams that win championship? Have you seen a lot of massive stogies flying around, you know, an 8-foot cigar? Sorry, 8-inch, not 8-foot. That's a little something different.
The visual got kind of weird there. And yeah. Honestly, I mean, not really. I don't remember it. I know, like, Joe Burrow at LSU had a kind of a famous picture of him with one after they won the national championship. I personally don't like it. Not something that I would want immediately following a game. Like, to me, the way I started to enjoy beers was like after sporting events, right? Like, nothing, just a beer goes down so good after, you know, being out doing whatever it is, shinny, softball, whatever you're playing. Like, a beer is always good after that. I don't think that smoking a cigar would be great after that, personally. I mean, hey, we know that, you know, don't they hand cigars out when, like, kids are born and stuff? Like, you smoke one. I don't know. It's not for me, but I don't smoke them at, like, any time in my life. We tried to after a wedding once, and it was not very good for us. Like, went and bought some from a gift shop out in Mexico, took a couple puffs, and I was like, okay, that's enough. So for me, like, I don't like them at any point straight, so I don't think I'd take it. But, I mean, some people think they look cool. You need to get a couple good photo ops from it.
Oh, 100%. Here's another text. Hey, guys, from Edgar. Jordan has an iconic photo of him with a trophy and a stogie. And I think Jordan really likes stogies. Like, he's an avid consumer of the stogie. So I listen, I'm not saying this. I don't want to make this a pro smoking or against smoking. Like, that's not my point. It's just the idea of the stogie. Like, is this really what's coming on? And so I'm guessing there had to be some, because there was a lot of stogies floating around that room last night.
You're thinking, like, you're walking off. You just won the Stanley Cup. There's a table, a cooler full of Bud Lights, or a box of stogies. You're never reaching for the stogie, right?
No, but I don't want the taste in my mouth. Like, I just don't generally like the taste. Now, here's this.
You might look cool.
Come on now. Olympic gold women from James. They did have stogies. Were they smoking stogies on the ice, if I remember?
I think they had them in the room.
Yeah. So there's another cool moment, too. Like, so maybe it is. Maybe I'm out of date or out of touch. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just trying to understand what it's all about. And how it kind of, it all comes together. Hey guys, Steph Curry's comparing the Warriors to the Bulls. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they've won four titles in 8 years. That's pretty good. What the Bulls do, 6-8? That's a pretty good outcome. And if they were healthy, could they squeak one out the last couple of years? I don't know. Could they beat the Lakers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Bulls did three straight, lost two straight, then won three straight. The Warriors won 3 and 4. Yeah, who knows? I mean, if they win next year and they win again, maybe they are. Isn't it crazy, though, how, you know, what's the common denominator there? Denominator. Steve Kerr.
Yeah, Steve Kerr. I mean,
unreal.
Does he get enough, like, you know, what did he say last night? I hang around with legends or something, or great players or something like that.
Yeah, I just hang around with legends. Like, maybe you're part of it, Steve. Give yourself some credit.
I think he's underselling himself, but I think that's his personality. Like, I don't get the sense he needs a lot of attention. Like, he's not looking. He just does it because he likes it, right? I think he knows how to. Can you imagine handing that group of people? Steph Curry, Draymond Green cannot be a peach to manage. Klay Thompson, very outspoken, very strong will, you know, and a good player. Like, don't get me wrong, but, you know, difficult to manage. You got Andrew Wiggins coming into this thing, making a ton of cash, and you're trying to build him up to be, maybe to live up to what he was expected of him, right? You know, it's not easy. Like, he's done a good job. Yeah. Hey guys, boys, I love a good cigar. You don't inhale though. That will kill the experience pretty quick from Northside Sam. A cigar is a symbol of higher power authority. Upper class men smoked them over cigarettes to show they had more power. Champions smoke them because they are the best. Personally, I love a good cigar. The only time Stogies look good is when you're in the mafia. They don't belong in sports, from Jetty.
I was just thinking of Tony Soprano.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I get it. Like, I know there was a time when my friends were getting married that they gave us Stogies, and I was driving home, and I was driving home from, like, I was in the minors or something, so I was getting tired. So I cranked out to Stogie, and it gave me a pretty good buzz. Like, I was buzzing, you know, because I was getting tired, and I remember, I was hoping to get another half hour. I think I drove for, like, 2 or 3 more hours. I'm not an avid Stogie. I think that's the only time I've smoked a whole Stogie. I didn't smell very good after, but maybe I didn't smell good before either.